Some people might consider me to be unlucky. That's because I'm in a club that no one wants to be in, the Cancer Club. But I feel very lucky because more than 5 years after this story started, I'm here to tell it. In 2012, Lisa Rohde, the nurse practitioner who handles my medical care, was trying to solve the mystery behind numbness in my left arm. She sent me in for a CAT scan, which didn't solve the mystery, but turned up something much more ominous.
In the right kidney, there's about a 3-centimeter mass on the lateral aspect of it, what we term the mid portion of the kidney.
Dr. James Hugh is a urologist with Weill Cornell Medicine in New York, but in 2012 he was at UCLA where he handled my case.
In your case, Lance, the tumor is, I'd say, about 80% endophytic, meaning that there's about 20% of it that sticks out of the normal contour of the kidney with the remainder of it inside.
The tumor was literally found by accident, an accident which may have saved my life. Dr. Hugh told me the odds were that it was cancer, but the only way to find out was to go in and remove it. He thought that by doing robotic surgery, they could save part of my right kidney instead of removing the whole thing. So on September 17th, 2012, I found myself in a UCLA operating room. They cut a series of ports in my stomach and back to insert cameras, the surgical tools, and suction devices so he could operate without opening my stomach. Remember, I'm out on the operating table, but Dr. Hugh agreed to do a running commentary into my audio deck during the surgery.
So there's our liver and there's the colon, so Kitty's going to be back there. So let's put in the rest of our ports here.
The team reaches a point in the procedure where they're racing the clock. So to remove the tumor, they have to cut blood flow to part of the kidney, but they have to move quickly because too long would damage it.
We just cut the tumor out. We've selectively clamped the artery.
More than 2 hours later, the surgical team started to wrap things up.
We just finished closing the second layer of our kidney closure and put our drain in. We're going to take all our robotic instruments out, undock the robot, and then extract the specimen through one of the camera ports, and then we'll close the skin and we'll be done.
It went well, or so I heard. They did a partial nephrectomy, which means they removed about a quarter of my right kidney. I was still sleeping when Dr. Hugh came out to brief family members about the surgery.
Everything went great. There are no unanticipated events.
I spent 2 nights at UCLA Medical Center Santa Monica and 2 weeks at home before it was time to return to see Dr. Hugh and get the biopsy results.
And it was a cancer. You know, as we talked about before surgery, when we look at these small renal masses, about 70% of them turn out to be cancer, 30% turn out not to be cancer.
I got annual CAT scans to keep an eye on my right kidney, and it remained clear. But 5 years of being clear is considered to be a key milestone in the cancer world. Dr. Mark Litwin, the chair of urology at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, agreed to see me and read my 5-year CAT scan. First, we talked about the relatively unusual form of cancer.
Kidney cancer is pretty uncommon in America these days. It's typically a silent cancer, and people who have it often don't know that they have it.
The American Cancer Society is estimating that 63,000 people will be diagnosed with kidney cancer in the U.S. this year, and about 15,000 will die. Dr. Litwin says the big problem is the cancer often goes undiagnosed and spreads.
If it spreads, it can go to lymph nodes or lung, bone, liver, various other organs. And once the cat is out of the bag, as it were, it becomes a much different situation.
The UCLA urologist talks about the most common sign of a kidney problem.
When someone has blood in the urine, it needs to be evaluated. It is not the kind of thing that you can just poo-poo it. There's a significant percent of cases where it represents a tumor. And it could be a kidney cancer or, you know, any of a number of other things.
Dr. Litwin says the best thing you can do to keep your kidneys healthy is simple. Drink plenty of water and don't allow yourself to become dehydrated. So we move to the UCLA doctor's desk where he pulls up my CAT scan.
I'm going 0.5 centimeter by 0.5 centimeter, and I'm looking particularly at the right kidney, which is where the tumor was removed, and I'm noticing that its shape is actually very similar to the shape of the left kidney, which says to me that it's healed very well. If there were a recurrence, it would be right in this area.
So what does this mean?
Looks clean as a whistle.
So the bottom line is all good?
You're cured.
Do we use the word cured?
We use the word cured when we can. If it's been 5 years and you are at a status that we call NED, no evidence of disease, that's the equivalent of cured.
The scars from the experience, both physical and mental, have faded with time. Something like this gives you a different perspective on life. Call it a new appreciation. At the UCLA Medical Center in Westwood, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.